A reading from Book 3 of The World of Degrees. There were few things that bothered Edegast. He was not afraid of man nor beast. But one thing that had baffled and befuddled him for the last few years had been the matter of the dragon, Carnegal. The worm was an old one, some might say ancient. He was wiser than the Realm of Degrees gave him credit for, and Edegast hoped whoever might confront him would realize it or face the peril. Well, welcome back to the podcast, Scarfies and Fantasy Friends. I'm MK Browning, and today's episode is one I've been very excited to share because today we're diving deep into the World of Degrees and introducing you to some of the magical creatures who live there. Whether you're already enchanted by the magic scarf or just curious about the world beyond the farm, this is your invitation to explore the wild, the whimsical, and the sometimes wicked creatures of Degrees. Let's start with a fan favorite, our noble griffin, half eagle, half lion, and full of attitude and opinions. The griffin in Degrees isn't just a mount or a legend, he's royalty. I won't spoil anything, but the griffin in the books in particular has a very special bond with our heroine, Alyssa. Also, as I told you about in the intro, there's a dragon, and his name is Carnegal. He's got smoldering secrets, and he's sitting on an ancient treasure hoard. Yep, he's that dragon. There's also dryads in the books. They're rooted in nature, mysterious and fierce. They're not your typical tree spirits, though. They warn of retribution to anyone damaging the trees. And then there's some unexpected magical creatures who appear in Book 3. The troll, Teshi, for example, he showed up out of nowhere and he refuses to leave. He's a troll, yes, but not like you think. He's more gold digger than bridge dweller, more thrill seeker than brute. Teshi's one of my favorite characters to write because he's complicated. He's brave, but a little reckless, loyal, but with a sharp eye on treasure. And his people, well, they've suffered under goblin raids, which gives him depth and purpose. Also, there's some dark creatures in the books that really start showing up in Book 2 and continue in Book 3. Not every creature in Degrees is there to help. You know, goblins are always lurking, cunning, cruel, and far more organized than you'd expect. And then there are the shadow beasts. Some are tied to the portals Alyssa accidentally opened, and they're showing up in Book 2, The Alliance of the Grim. Some are tied to Wizard Hall. That also shows up in The Alliance of the Grim. Well, thanks for adventuring with me today through the magical and mysterious creatures of Degrees. I hope it sparked your imagination and maybe even made you want to revisit a scene or two from the books. If you have a favorite creature or you want to request a deep dive on one we didn't cover, come chat with me on Instagram or Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, if you haven't yet, you can grab the magic scarf from Kindle Unlimited or for just $2.99. Until next time, stay curious, stay magical, and keep reading.